All right, we are back here on Mornings of Box 2 Radio on the Box 2 Radio Network, and we have our one and only, one of our favorite special guests, Megan Fortner, on with us, all the way from Bethany, Missouri, right? Do I
That's
get that?
Right.
I got that right. Sometimes I'm really bad about getting cities wrong and directions and all these things, but I got it right. I think I remembered it because it's biblical. Bethany is biblical, so mm-hmm. I remembered that.
Praise God.
So how are you, Megan?
Oh, blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for coming on with us this morning, and we're just ready to see what the Lord has in store. So you've been listening a little bit to our conversation on sin, our battle against sin, battle against the enemy. But before we get into some of that talk, how are things where you're at? Do you have any updates, just anything you want to share about what God's doing in your life? Just anything new listeners might want to know.
Praise God. Well, God is, well, we have to move. So we've been, that's been dropped on us, you know, here quickly, that we've got to be out quickly. So we just laugh it off, you know, and everything. So we've kind of been having a little bit of a struggle with that, you know, finding places around here that suit what we need.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love, I just want to share this, because what I love about God is, you know, we've had a lot of, we find a place and then it doesn't go, you know, something happens where they can't sell it or they don't want to sell it or something like that, you know. And so this morning when I got up and I was in the bathroom brushing my teeth, the word just dropped. He gave me Matthew 6:26, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna go look it up, right? And it says, look at the birds, they don't plant or harvest or store food in the barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them, and aren't you far more valuable to him than they are?
Amen.
You know what I mean? So you're sitting here and you get all this news where it's like, oh, sorry, the bank won't release it for me to be able to sell it, or we're gonna have a baby, so we're gonna take it off the market, or this one just isn't, you know, we're not sure yet, even though it's on the market, right?
Yeah.
And so we're just like, man, all right, Lord, that's just not the place for us. And then this morning he's just like, listen, don't I take care of all of these animals and all this stuff? Do you not think? And I was like, no, I do think. And he's like, come on, let's get up, let's stand. And I'm like, I'm with you, Lord. I'm with you, Lord. You know, but what I love about him is he knows us better than we know ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, actually a similar, you know, that verse came up to me when I was walking one morning, and I was, you know, the birds were just chirping, and it's like the Lord was just speaking through those, and immediately that verse came up. And sometimes I feel like we don't realize that we're actually worrying. I think when we get in a state of busyness sometimes, and even if we're not physically busy, our mind is busy, and we're thinking about one thing to the next. I think sometimes we don't even realize that we're having anxiety, that we're giving into worry like that. But I'm so thankful that the Lord knows what we need before we even ask.
Yeah. And he also took me to Luke 6, the Beatitudes. You know, he took me to that too this morning. He's like, and go to Luke 6. I was like, okay. And then I get in the word and then it just shines, you know, where he wants me to go. And I'm reading that and I'm like, come on. Like, hallelujah, praise God. So I just go outside and I start rejoicing over that word, because that's a word sent to me in a time that we need it. And God will do that for you. He will send you a word. If you're listening to him and letting him lead you and being attentive to listen, I mean, the word will just drop out of your, you know, drop into your spirit. It'll just come to your mind. It'll just come up. And that's the thing that I love about him, is that even when we're not really thinking that we're listening, we've trained ourselves to make sure that we're listening, right? So,
amen.
I don't know, I was just rejoicing and praising God this morning, and I was like, this is the best. God, I just love you so much. Like,
so
good.
You just said something there. You said to train yourself to make sure that you're listening. Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really like that. And how would you unpack that training?
Okay, so the word, if you go to 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27, it says, I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Otherwise, I fear that after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. Or if you read it in a different translation, it says, putting my flesh under subjection, like training it, putting it under, putting my flesh under. So we train ourselves by getting in the Word, knowing the Word. We have to renew our minds day and night, all mm-hmm. the time. We have to renew our minds so we know when something comes against our mind that doesn't line up with the Word of God. How are you going to know if you're not training yourself, right?
Yeah.
So you have to renew your mind in the Word, your mind in the Word of God, and you have to be intensive to listen, because a lot of times we want to talk all the time. We want to say everything. We want to, you know, we do. But if we're not also tempted to listen after we go in prayer and sit there and listen to what the Lord wants to give us, we're not training ourselves right. We have to train ourselves. Just like an athlete, if you train yourself, you're putting your body under so much pressure to push it to the next level, to be faster, to be stronger, mm-hmm. to, you know, do all those things. You have to do that with your body in the Word of God. You have to train yourself in the Word of God.
Wow. Yeah, that's so good. And I think sometimes we act like it's harder than it is, but then we forget mm-hmm. that the Holy Spirit's the greatest teacher.
Yeah.
And I think that goes along with even just training in general. I mean, exercising. Mm-hmm. It's like before you start it, before you get in that routine, it seems so far away. Like it seems like it's going to be so hard. Just everything in your flesh is like, this is going to be the worst thing ever. Mm-hmm. Running and exercising, I mean, this is just going to be terrible. Like, that's what you mm-hmm. think. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes, especially, you know, when we're thinking about just reading in general and studying, I don't know about you all, but there's something about, like, studying in school that just wasn't fun. Because, I mean, when it's not the Lord, it's not fun. Like, it's yeah. really not. And I think sometimes we take that same principle to the Word. Like, we can fall into this as Christians where we view it as an obligation. And I've been there right. of like, oh, yeah. this is study time. And I've talked to a lot of people who have struggled with that of like, you know, feeling obligated and feeling like, you know, almost getting religious oh, about man. It. But then whenever oh, man. We realize that it's words of life, like mm-hmm. when our spirit's being fed and whenever we meet with the Lord, and then whenever he starts giving us words and bringing these words back to our spirit when we need them, I think that's when we start to really see that the Word works. It yeah. confirms itself. It doesn't return void. All that time yeah. that we spent studying, it's not in vain. It's not just wasting away. It's always, he's going to be able to use it. So I love that you brought up that point about training ourselves in the Word, because I think that sometimes we can get overwhelmed when we're mm-hmm. in our carnal mind, when we're thinking, you know, when we're in the flesh, we haven't renewed our mind. You know, when our mind hasn't been renewed, our mind isn't going to be thinking straight, mm-hmm. even about getting into the Word or getting into the Lord's presence. But then it's almost one of those things that even if it feels like a chore at first, we just have to keep pushing through until we see the results, and we will. I've never met anybody who kept themselves in the Word and didn't see results.
Right. Well, and if we get in that mindset, you know, just like Pastor Aaron said, and it's the absolute truth just a little bit ago, the battle is in the mind. You know, we are attacked in the mind. The battle is that. And if we're not renewing our mind to the Word of God, getting it down in our hearts, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us like the Word tells us to, then we're going to be battling, you know, we're going to be opening the door for the enemy, or mm-hmm. we're going to be opening the door for us to have to battle, you know, sin and have to do those things. And so whenever you were saying something about it being an obligation, it's not an obligation, it's life. That's who you were created to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This is who you've been created to be. And the way that you're going to walk in this world free, in peace, with the Lord is to renew your mind and get in the Word of God. And one thing that I've told my kids and I've told some other people is when you want to get in prayer before you get in the Word, your prayer is your warm up. Your prayer is your warm up to getting into the Word, because when you pray and ask God, God, I'm asking you to give me wisdom and revelation of the Word of God. Open my eyes to the understanding of your Word. You're asking God to show you in the Word, to give you revelation, which revelation knowledge is how you grow in faith. So it's like, when you're asking that, what does God do? He gives that to you. Plus, he sees that you're hungry. He sees that you're wanting to see the mysteries and the things that he has in the word for you. He sees that you're wanting to grow because you're asking him for wisdom and revelation. And so when we get in our warm-up time, we get in prayer, we're getting in prayer and we're like, God, I always say, God, show me in the word what you want me to see today. And then I pray the Ephesians 1 prayer over myself. And then I get in the word, and I'm telling you, it never fails. God opens something up to me. He shows me things that I've, you know, never seen, or reminds me of something that I may not have at the forefront of my mind. And so we have got to put our flesh under. We've got to train it. We've got to train our mind. We've got to put it in our heart, because when we do that, that's how the Holy Spirit can openly speak to us about the word of God and show us things to come. That's what the word says.
Yeah. And, you know, I was reminded, we've been going through Proverbs with our young adult community group. And one of the things that has kept coming up is that diligently, to seek him diligently, to diligently pursue wisdom. And that word, you know, looking into it, is to value highly, to put forth the extra effort, to desire more than anything else. And I almost wonder if, you know, the times that we've went to the word as an obligation, as a religious check the box, if, you know, and I don't just wonder, I know this, that that's the reason why we're not hearing from God, because we're not seeking him diligently in the word. We're not showing up desiring to hear. We're showing up ready to get through it, ready to be done with it. Even from the time we start. And honestly, it's sad thinking about that, because I've been there, and it really shows. I do believe I love when people say that the word is a mirror, because it shows us where our heart is at with the Lord. And I think that for any listeners right now who, I'm right there. I've been there. I mean, I have been there, and I've battled that. But I know the truth, and I know where to go. I know that the Lord is where I turn to when I'm far away, that I can turn to him. And I think there's a lot of people there that, you know, that we're in church. We our lips are saying the right thing. We're reading our Bible. We're doing all the things, but our hearts are far from him. Our pursuit, our diligence is not there. Our desire to hear from him isn't there, because we've set our sight on something else. Our affections are somewhere else, and we're always looking to that other thing whenever we get in his word, whenever we get in his presence. And I think this is where the Lord is wanting us to turn to him in this time. Anyone who's in the body of Christ, and we see just the deep grief that it caused him with the Israelites when they would, you know, utter things with their lips, but their hearts were far from him. And I think that in the word, it really is all about, I mean, the word, he tells us, he says, seek and you will find, you know, ask and it will be given to, you know, knock and the door will be open. You know, I wonder if sometimes we're just not even knocking when we start reading the word.
And that goes back to what I was saying, you know, and I've said it a bunch. It's the things that we do. It's not what we're doing, good or bad. That is regardless of what, you know, whether you're doing good things or bad things. It's why you are doing those things. That's the issue. Mm-hmm. That's the root. You know, what is the source of your actions? You know, even if you're doing good things, that doesn't mean they're of God. You know, they could be of yourself for self-gratification, for whatever, selfish motives. You know, the thing is to seek the Lord in all that we do. Yeah. And the good things that we do are from him. You know, he is the vine and we are the branches. So if there's any good in me, I ain't got anything to do with it.
Go ahead.
We have to stay connected to the living water that lives on the inside of us. When we are planted by the water, we grow, we flourish. When we are planted, okay, you have to be planted. Yep. And, you know, we know that you're going to make mistakes. That happens in growth. If you look at a child as he gets older, you know, they're still making some mistakes. They're still learning. We, as adults, depending on when you've given yourself to the Lord, or whatever the case may be. We are still growing. That's why there's still a refining and pruning process, guys. Yeah. You know, you need to show yourself some grace sometimes. You need to repent, and you need to move forward in the Lord. But there's some things when you're talking about diligence, right? There's also obedience and willingness. Mm-hmm. Okay, we can be obedient and not be willing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so you have to also have diligence, but be willing and obedient.
Submit.
You have to be willing and obedient. And so, you know, when you talked about going to the Word and, you know, it being like whatever, you know, oh, I have to do that. That's just part of what I have to do as a believer. No, how are you going to grow if you're not in the Word? Mm-hmm. How are you going to learn what you're battling, how to fight that, what word to stand on in times when things come against you, or how to overcome some things that you're battling in yourself with your flesh and blood. You know, the Word says to keep your body under subjection. You know, you're going to have to. And the battle is in the mind, so the enemy is going to attack you in the mind. But if you don't know what the Word says, how are you going to be strong to combat anything that comes against you? Or how are you going to be strong to listen to the Holy Spirit that says, I don't like that about you. I want that to change. That's not a part of who I've created you to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have to stay in the Word of God. We have to stay connected to our lifeline. We have to go to know what it is that we have to do, that we have to change, that we have to allow the Lord to prune off. There was something that the Lord had said to me about maybe the way my face looked. I used to be really big with facial expressions. And the Lord said, hey, check your face. I don't like that. No, I'm serious. When we are in tune with him, yep. he will tell you even the small things. If yep. we cannot be faithful with the small things that he asks us to do, he's not going to ask you to do something big that's going to change your whole entire trajectory of your life.
Wow.
Yep.
So we have to be willing, obedient, faithful. We have to be tempted to listen. We have to put our body under. We have to tell our mind, no, I'm lining that up with the Word of God. It doesn't line up. I'm not taking that thought. I'm not even going to say it. I'm not going to think it anymore. That's why he tells us to cast it out, cast it down. You know, so I don't know. I'm speaking to somebody today. Like, you going to the Word and studying the Word is not a part of religion. It's a part of who you were created to be. And in order for you to walk in this world today, knowing how and the life that God has for you, knowing who you are, knowing the authority that you have, knowing that when you gave your life to Christ, you are a new creation in Christ, but just knowing that you're going to have to put your flesh under, you're going to have to recognize the sin and say, no, I'm not doing that anymore. That's not a part of who I am. That's not a part of who I've been created to be. And also recognizing, like y'all were talking about, the traps of the enemy, which is in the mind and feelings and emotions and all those things. Recognizing that, how are you going to know if you're not renewing your mind in the Word of God?
Amen. And I think that's actually part of being sober-minded, how Peter talks about being sober-minded and vigilant. Wow, this is so good. Well, we have like 6 minutes left. Is there anything else that, you know, you're feeling led to talk about before we run out of time here today? And I believe this is spot on, because this is one of the problems, the worst problems, and I'll be the first to say that I'm coming out of that in Jesus' name. I've been saved for a long time, and I got saved when I was really young. And so, like, growing up, I got into this groove where it was, I believe the lie that, you know, it was an obligation to get in the Word. And it's like the love that I had for it as a younger believer started to fade away. And so it's coming, in my life, it's came back. And I love that the Holy Spirit didn't waste all of the things that I had studied in that season where I was in love with the Word. And it was still in there, that nothing could take that away from me. And he can still bring it up now. And so I don't want anyone to feel condemned either if they've went through that, because he's a redeemer of the time, and today's the day of salvation. Today is a new day full of mercy, and I fail. I'll be the first to say, like, I fail, but I'm so thankful that when I fail and I fall, I can get back up and run harder and harder and harder for the Lord. So do you have anything else, Megan, in these last 5 minutes?
Yeah, let's simplify this, okay? You do not have to sit at a table for an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours or whatever. Listen, get in the Word of God if it's 5 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it is. God sees your heart. He sees what you're doing, and He knows. But there may be things in your life where you have to say, this comes first over Amen. That. What's more important to you? Is the Word and knowing how to walk, fight the five faith, walk in this world, get to your destiny, get to the spot that God's taking you? Is that more important to have the blessings and the favor and all that? Is that more important, or is cleaning your house and getting it all done more important? You know? So I just want to say, people might think you don't have to sit down for an hour a day. I get in my Bible. I mean, it just depends. I get in my Bible for maybe 3 minutes, 5 minutes, but I don't just do it once. Mm-hmm. I do it multiple times during the day. When I get a second, I go to the Word, or I get in a devotional. I'm getting that Word in my ears. I'm getting it down in my heart. I may be listening to a minister. You know what I mean? So that's a way to get the Word in, okay? That I just want to simplify that for you. Don't get in this religious thing where you think you have to do it this way. This is how it has to be in order for me to be acceptable to God. You're acceptable to God if you accepted Jesus as your Lord, and you're walking Amen. In the, you know. So Amen. Come on, don't get these religious views of things where you have to do it this way. I talk to God all day long. My prayer is all day. I'm not sitting in a room all the time on my knees praying. I'm talking to God all day. That's my prayer all day. So I just want to simplify things for you. Don't get into these things where you feel like you have to do it a certain way. God will show you how to do what He's called you to do. And you need to go to Him above anything else and let Him show you how to do it, and let Him show you how to interweave it into what He knows you're busy. He knows you have things, but He also knows that He needs to come first. Amen. So let Him do that for you. And the last thing that I want to leave you with is I want to remind you, anybody who's listening today, of the word that He gave me this morning, and it is Matthew 6:26. Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in the barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to Him than they are? So what are you believing Him for? What is the thing that it seems like it's not coming yet? Listen, if He can feed these birds and He can take care of them and He does all that, you are more valuable to Him than that. He's taking care of it. He's making the way. Trust Him. When you've done all, in Ephesians 6:13, stand. Keep standing. Keep believing. The Word is truth. We don't veer away from that, whether it looks like it's not happening. We know it's going to happen because we are a child of God. And faith is a lifestyle. It's not just, I'm going to have faith. Oh, it happened. Okay, now I'm going to walk in the world. No, it is a lifestyle. The Word is the life. That's how we have to be. We have to stay connected to it. We have to trust it and believe it. And if you miss it, show yourself some grace. Ask God to forgive you and show you, because He's faithful and just to do it for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank Amen. You so much, Megan. That was so encouraging. Yeah. Always, as always. And we're just so thankful to have you on. And I believe that this did touch listeners, and I know it strengthened me. So
praise God.
I'm just thankful to get fed and strengthened as we go. So
I love y'all. Y'all are a blessing.
Thank you so much. We will talk to you soon.
Yes. Have a great day.
Be blessed.